Attorney General Gonzalez will be in the hot seat when he faces the Senate Judiciary Committee, including Democrat Charles Schumer of New York.
More than any other cabinet official, the Attorney General must tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And the more the facts come out, the more it seems that the Attorney General was not coming clean with what went on in the Justice Department in regard to the firing of the eight U.S. attorneys.
Democrats are expected to press Gonzalez about the extent of his involvement in the firing of the prosecutors and the Justice Department's shifting explanations for their dismissal.
What I know is that there began a process of evaluating strong performers, not as strong performers, and weak performers. And so as far as I knew, my chief of staff was involved in the process of determining who were the weak performers.
But the Attorney General's former chief of staff told Congress that Gonzalez signed off on the firings and that the federal prosecutors were dismissed because they did not sufficiently support President Bush's priorities. Democrats say mixing politics with law enforcement is highly improper. Democrat Patrick Leahy of Vermont chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I want the American people to have a Justice Department and a U.S. Attorney's offices enforce the law without regard to political influence and partisanship. It doesn't work unless you can be assured of that.
Gonzalez has so far withstood calls to resign from both Democrats and Republicans. President Bush is known for his loyalty to staff, especially those who've been with him since his days as governor of Texas. But Rutgers University political analyst Ross Baker says there is a reason why the president may be reluctant to force Gonzalez to leave.
And particularly at a time when his popularity ratings are very low in the public, I think he may fear that the firing the attorney general would simply give his enemies more ammunition.
Legal experts say the president has the right to hire and fire federal prosecutors, but he may have to answer to the public if it appears that politics is behind their dismissals. Peter Smith is a professor at George Washington University Law School.
The president has authority to fire them, has authority then in theory to dictate what sorts of prosecutions they should bring. And in theory could fire them for political reasons, but we have a long tradition in this country of viewing prosecutors as being somehow above politics.
Democrats are demanding documents from the Bush administration about the firings, and they want testimony under oath from former White House counsel Harriet Myers and the president's top political advisor, Karl Rove. Mr. Bush has so far resisted that demand. He says that forcing his aides to testify about private conversations would make it more difficult for a president to get candid advice from associates.
We will not go along with a partisan fishing expedition aimed at honorable public servants.
This clash between the president and Congress over the testimony of White House aides could theoretically wind up in the courts as a constitutional issue unless a compromise is reached. But legal expert Peter Smith doubts that will happen.
The way that most of these constitutional conflicts are resolved are through the operation of ordinary politics. One side, Congress or the president, is likely to back down. And that judgment is likely to be driven not by the law, but that is the entitlement of Congress to require them to show up or by the president's authority to resist, but by the popularity of the respective positions.
Gonzalez has served as Attorney General since 2005 and was a White House counsel during the president's first term. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.